Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. Good morning. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. And with us this morning is Jeremy Johnston, a community education facilitator and Burnham High School Career Center specialist. And Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Great to have you here. And first of all, in the CTE department, got anything big coming up right now?
Yeah, actually, it's a pretty busy month. Next week, we have a Welcome to Pride Land event, and that's kind of our electives fair for Burnham High School. And so all of the electives and even the core subjects will be there and just kind of helping those students that are transitioning from eighth grade coming into high school, and then also some of those high school students that want to change up some of the things in their plans, being able to go around and meet all the different instructors and get to talk to those teachers and find out more about those courses and figure out what they'd like to do, hopefully, for the rest of their life. So we'll see. That'll be on Monday the 25th from about 5:30 to 7. And we're even providing some food for some of those families that are going to be
right
there. So that way we know it makes it kind of tough just to be able to take care of all the kiddos. We'll even have child care for them so that way they can help out and be able to help their new student helping transition into that high school.
All right. And also Student Board Recognition Month also
right
place.
Yeah, so we've got that this month at School Board Recognition. And so I know our trustees, they work so hard. I mean, just imagine that, being able to make decisions for over 4,000 students, which impacts so many more families. And, man, that job is tough. So so if you have the opportunity, just go out and look up some of the folks on BurnhamISD.net and see some of our trustees and see how hard they work and go out and thank them for it, because they do basically a thankless job getting to make some of those heavy decisions that impact so many people in this community.
Now, Community Ed also has the beautification bonanza, or had it this past semester. Was everything accomplished? And anything like that coming up this semester?
Well, actually, being the oldest school district in Texas and being in our oldest school building that we have, it was pretty wonderful to be able to see all the things that were able to happen. But being such a big task, we couldn't accomplish everything. So we'll actually probably have another one coming up this semester. We're arranging things with Blinn right now, since community education is a partnership between BISD and Blinn College. And so try to find a day that Blinn's going to be able to come out and be able to represent all of their wonderful groups that they have and be able to help bring some more luster back to that wonderful, iconic building right there on Main Street.
All right. And if you could talk about some of the people that that helped out in this project.
Oh, man, we had so many giving and wonderful people that were able to come out. Of course, BISD showed up full in effect. We had student council. I think there was about 30 of them. Whenever I walked into the door, I was opening things up, and I was like, oh, my goodness, there's so many students here. So it was wonderful being able to have them. We even had a lot of folks from central office show up. BISD maintenance was able to help out, people that are housed in that building, so DAEP and Pride Academy. Our technology department, we had folks from other campuses like the Burnham Junior High and Burnham Elementary School. But then we also had other wonderful organizations that are in Burnham that were able to help out. So folks that are in the building like Children's Chorus and Region 6. But then we had Washington County Historical Juneteenth Association and St. John's AME and Burnham Game Changers, some wonderful folks. But the ones that we were also really impressed with were the folks that were able to give monetarily as well. So Lowe's Heroes adopted us as their program, and they were able to donate so many supplies and paint. Brenham Dirt Yard was able to even donate some sod. So we had some amazing folks. If anybody wants to check that out, we still have that on our site at BrenhamCommunityEd.com, and they can just go there and click on our sponsors page, and people can be able to see some of the pictures from the event. And we also want to encourage anybody just to be able to stop by right then on 1301 South Market, and we'd love to be able to show you the building and some of the improvements that we've made, and just stop right there in the front offices, and either myself or Joy can help show people around.
All right. And if any other businesses or organizations want to help out, how can they do that?
Well, all you've got to do is go to our website at brenhamcommunityed.com, and they can just email us at cec@brenhamk-12.net, or you can give us a call at 979-277-3895, and we'd love to be able to help you out, figure out what ways that we can best be able to highlight them and also be able to highlight the treasure that we have in Brenham ISD.
All right. Any other projects being planned?
Well, we have a really cool one coming up. We have an outdoor education classroom that we're trying to build right now. So to also help beautify the area, we're going to try to create a monarch butterfly garden. And so the monarch butterflies, they've seen a rapid decline of here recently. And so just in their migration patterns, we want to make sure that we have an opportunity to be able to help them flourish. And so as they're passing through here in Brenham, just make a little sanctuary for them. So, but then also use it for learning. So whether that be for classes at Blinn College, or whether that be just right across the street at Alton, so that way they can just come right across and be able to see some ecology going on right there in the front yard. So we've got that one coming up, and then we're also partnering with the Brenham Heritage Museum. Here in the near future, we're going to be collecting some Brenham High School and Brenham ISD memorabilia, and hopefully we can be able to use it as a way to showcase the history of being the oldest school district in Texas, and show some of the wonderful folks that have come through here and the type of education that people have received and what they've gone on to do and to accomplish.
All right. Sounds like community ed building partnerships with the community. Who else are y'all partnering with?
Well, actually, and this is a congratulations to these folks, too, but I know the Senior Activity Center, they're putting up their new building and having their opening here really soon, and we're partnering with them. We're going to hopefully have some classes and courses held within the building, so we've got some folks that are patrons of the Senior Activity Center. And they're going to be able to host some classes and then also just be able to participate in things. And so whether it be technology or quilting and art and a lot of those types of classes, being able to hold them in their wonderful facilities that they have. So I know they have an amazing art room and sewing room, but then not even to mention all the great food that they have there. So it's kind of hard to pass that one up.
All right. And now what type of courses are you looking to offer?
Well, we kind of want to stay in four major categories, and so we've got things like health and wellness, technology, arts, and languages, because we know lots of folks, especially after the new year, we make those New Year's resolutions, and we want to be able to stay well and stay fit and trim. Now, I don't know how many people have already given them up, but soon we'll hopefully be able to start it up again. So that way, if you have a rejuvenated resolution, then that way we can be able to help them out. But we've got some other things that are coming up here pretty soon that are going to be pretty neat. So Native Texas Plant Conservation, that is going to work hand-in-hand with that Monarch Butterfly Garden. Same thing with the Butterfly Rescue. But then we've got things like computer skills 101 and guitar lessons and vocal lessons, even conversational Spanish. I know I wish I would have listened a little bit more, paid more attention when I was in high school and college, and I definitely could have used that. But we've got some great teachers that are here in Brenham ISD that want to be able to donate their time and their knowledge to be able to help out. And then car maintenance 101, so for those folks that are either I guess car illiterate, which that would probably be me.
Me too. I'll tell you, I know where the gas goes. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a whiz on a computer, but outside of that, man, it's going to make it tough. But being able to help out those folks that aren't sure how to change a tire, or you know, if their battery goes dead, well, what do you do? What do you do if you're stranded on the side of the road and you've got some of these problems? And so, car maintenance 101, some of those things to be able to help out either those new drivers or folks like me. That just need a car for dummies, I guess, for my sake. And then also the health and wellness classes. So I talked to a few folks, whether that be yoga or kettlebell training, and we're just trying to get some of these things lined up. And we know we've got interest and wonderful instructors that are willing to teach.
All right. And I may have to get with you about the conversational Spanish, because I wasted 4 years of high school and college taking French. And that doesn't help in Texas an awful lot.
Not so much. I'm sure if you make your way over to Louisiana, Canada
would help. But in Texas, it doesn't help very much.
Not so much. I feel your pain.
No, sir. Now, when are you planning on offering these courses?
Hopefully here this next semester. We'd like to start up a lot of these classes this next month. And then that way, hopefully, within the next week or two, to be able to have folks be able to register online for some of these courses. We already have some of our traditional courses like AquaSize that come up, and driver's education that's signing up now. But hopefully here this next semester, and hopefully all throughout the semester, we're even going to hopefully bring Summer Rec back. Because we know those Summer Rec days were really great and glorious. But so we'll have hopefully something that looks similar to it coming up this summer. So parents can look forward to that with their kiddos.
All right. And anything else you'd like to share about what's going on at Community Ed?
Well, just want to encourage people to come on by and stop by and see what we have going on over at Community Ed. Feel free to visit our website. We'll have some more things posted. And like I said, we've got lots of wonderful instructors. Feel like teaching, feel free to visit our site, propose a course. If you wish that we had a course, then just go ahead and propose that course as well. The more demand that we have for it, then the more we'll be looking for instructors for those types of courses as well. Soon we'll be posting things on Facebook and Twitter and make sure all those things are up to date. But basically, just come on by, visit us, give us a call, or visit us online.
All right. And again, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Just visit BrenhamCommunityEd.com, or they can swing by 1301 South Market, or even just give us a call at 979-277-3895.
All right. And anything else we need to talk about?
I mean, other than, I guess, Antoine Lister filling up the other night. Man, 51 points. That's pretty
awesome.
Amazing. It was great. So just want to keep on rooting on those guys. So if you ever have a chance, go by and see those guys. They can light up a scoreboard.
All right. Jeremy, thanks an awful lot for joining us here this morning on the roundtable.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. Our guest this morning has been Jeremy Johnston, Community Education Facilitator for the Brenham ISD. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and we will see you again next week on the Roundtable here on KWHI.